Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Work continues to clear roads buried by this weekend's record snowfall in the interior. State Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says crews are operating 24 hours a day, working their way through area roads using a prioritized approach.
They are finishing up the priority 2 roads, and they're going to be moving on to the priority 3 roads today at some point. And as soon as we're done with the priority 3s, we're going to move on to the 4s. I don't know exactly when that transition is, but we do expect to be done with all of the roads by Tuesday night.
Fry says people can go to the DOT website to view a prioritized roadmap. She says the Steese Highway remains closed at 12 Mile and Eagle Summits.
Pretty big snow up north as well, so busy on the Steese and the Elliott and then up to Dalton as well.
Fry says the snow fell wet yesterday across the region and was followed by colder temperatures.
And so that caused this wet, heavy snow to bind to the pavement. So after we do our initial plowing, our crews are going to go back with graders and try to work on that hard pack and get it pulled up.
Fry says the storm has delayed normal spring maintenance operations. This weekend, snowstorm stranded a group who had flown onto the Ruth Glacier in Denali National Park. Alaska State Troopers report that the group of 5 requested rescue Saturday after weather conditions prevented them from flying out from where they'd landed at the base of Denali. Troopers say the group, who had flown to the glacier Friday in 3 separate aircraft, spent the night with limited survival gear at an elevation of about 4,500 feet. They say guides were hired to hike into the stranded group and help them to the Sheldon Chalet, about 3.5 miles away, where they are sheltering until the weather clears. The 3 aircraft will be recovered later. I'm Dan Bross.